Political Pulse, your vote 2026 coverage is made possible in part through the generous support of AARP Maine, MEMC, and Archipelago Law.
And now it's time for Maine's Political Pulse. That's our regular analysis of state politics and government. We'll be bringing you this segment every week through the fall elections. And today I'm joined by Maine Public Statehouse correspondent Kevin Miller and chief political correspondent Steve Missler for an update on the governor's race. Kevin, Governor Janet Mills, of course, is termed out, so this is an open seat. But it seems like the race for governor hasn't received as much attention as it has in past elections. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The governor's race has been entirely overshadowed by the high-profile battle for Maine's U.S. Senate seat. But even though control of the Senate could hinge on what happens here in Maine, I would argue that the outcome of the governor's race will likely have a much bigger impact on Mainers. And that's just because policy decisions that come out of Augusta typically affect everyday life here much more than what happens in Congress.
So what's the latest on the three-person race for governor?
Yeah, well, we're starting to see the candidates ramp up their campaigns, and there are three of them, as you mentioned, a Democrat, Hannah Pingree, Republican Bobby Charles, and then Independent Rick Bennett. I suspect that many Mainers feel like they're already being bombarded by political ads, but most of those have been about the Senate race. And Hannah Pingree, she was the first gubernatorial candidate to hit the airwaves, and that was just earlier this week.
As governor, I'll take on the tough fights to bring down costs for you, tax out-of-state homeowners to reduce property taxes for Mainers, and create a public insurance option to lower premiums.
Hannah was all over the place for Labor Day and with other Democratic candidates. And then Bobby Charles, he had his first town hall event in Brewer last week. You know, he's got a couple more of those coming up in the next few weeks. He's not advertising on TV yet, at least that I'm aware of, but he won the GOP primary largely by just blanketing social media with digital ads and then a seemingly nonstop posts on social media. And he seems to be continuing that strategy for the general election.
Maine's already on the wrong track. Mainers can't afford Minnie Mills, Hannah Pingree. It's time for a change, not a more progressive Mills.
And then finally, Rick Bennett is also popping up around the state. He's had a few town halls and these meet and greet events, but they seem to be smaller gatherings at this point.
So, Steve, do you have a sense of how things are shaping up at this point? Do we have a sense if there's a clear leader among these three?
Yeah, well, there hasn't been a very much public polling of the race, Ari, but the surveys we have seen suggest that Hannah Pingree is very much in the driver's seat. She's had a double-digit lead over Charles, and Rick Bennett is even farther behind in polling in the single digits. But to circle back to your earlier point about the race getting eclipsed by the Senate contest, I think you could make the case that Pingree benefited from that dynamic during the primary, but it could be problematic if it continues to happen. And that's because she needs the attention and support of independent voters who might be tempted by Bennett's candidacy. And this is a three-way race that, unlike the primary, won't be decided by ranked choice voting. And Pingree seems pretty aware of the dangers that they may lie ahead.
I'm running in a complicated three-way race. We had ranked choice voting in the primary, which was amazing, but we don't have it for the general election. I am now running in a three-way race to defeat two Republicans, Rick Bennett and Bobby Charles.
And that was her speaking at a Labor Day event earlier this week. Of course, Bennett is running as an independent, but Pingree and the Democrats are trying to make sure voters know that he was a lifelong Republican up until launching his campaign for governor.
And Hannah Pingree, of course, isn't new to Maine politics, but Bobby Charles is something of a political newcomer. So, Steve, how are Pingree and Charles presenting themselves, and then how are they being portrayed by their opponents?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because Charles is a political newcomer in the sense that he's never run for office, but he's very much a political animal. You know, he briefly served in the Reagan administration and was later an assistant secretary of state during George W. Bush's presidency. After that, he ran a D.C. lobbying firm, and he's a pretty slick talker. He's basically trying to portray Pingree as Janet Mills 2.0, as you heard in that earlier clip. And he's also trying to tack to the center a bit after running a very Trumpy primary campaign. Pingree, meanwhile, is trying to frame Charles as a Trump-loving MAGA man who will readily comply with the president's various policy whims. And she's also taking some steps to put a little distance between herself and Governor Janet Mills, despite working in her administration. And I don't think that's because the governor is deeply unpopular or anything, but more because Pingree is trying to avoid this status quo label. You know, this is a very restive electorate, and such a label could be a drag on her campaign. And then Bennett is really taking this well-worn path of other independent candidates, which is to blame the two major political parties for various policy failures, political divisiveness. And the idea is to position himself as above the relentless partisan fray that exhausts and angers a lot of voters. Meanwhile, his opponents are trying to degrade that position by labeling him as a partisan cloaked as an independent. You know, Charles has described him as a Democrat, and Pingree, as you just heard, describes him as a Republican.
And Kevin, how is Rick Bennett factoring in here? He's been around Augusta for many years and is fairly well known in some political circles. So is his campaign breaking through?
Yeah, it's tough to say because, as Steve mentioned, there hasn't been a lot of detailed polling yet. And while polling isn't always accurate, it does at least indicate whether voters have heard of a candidate. As you said, Rick has been around for many years. He was first elected to the legislature in the 1990s. He's a past Senate president. He was chairman of the Maine Republican Party during President Trump's first term and during Governor LePage's time in office, for part of it at least. And he was a Republican for all that time. But as Steve said, you know, he's running as an independent because his more moderate brand of politics, that just isn't where Donald Trump's Republican Party is these days.
And do the Charles and Pingree campaigns regard him as a threat?
Well, I'd say they have at times. You know, the Maine Democratic Party created a website earlier this year, basically pointing to his decades as a Republican. And Bobby Charles' campaign has attacked him as just another Augusta insider who really is a Democrat. They don't seem to be spending as much time attacking him these days, but that would obviously change if he started to gain some traction. And I think the debates starting next month will really be key for Rick because, you know, as Steve and I have seen many, many times around Augusta, you know, he can be a very forceful speaker and is quite knowledgeable about policy issues.
So now, of course, we're after Labor Day. That's typically when campaigns start to get heated up. We saw things get very personal earlier this week with the Bobby Charles campaign. Turning to you, Steve, walk us through what happened there.
Yeah, this seems to be part of a trend in politics now where family members of candidates either get dragged into campaigns unwillingly or in this case, willingly. So Anita Charles falls into that latter category. She's Bobby Charles's sister. And this week she wrote an op-ed in the Portland Press Herald in which she announced that she's voting for Pingree in the governor's race. Some of her reasons centered on how Charles has conducted himself on the campaign trail. But deeper in the column was a pretty explosive allegation that her brother was the longtime friend of former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who was convicted 10 years ago of molesting teenage boys and also in a hush money scheme to cover up his abuse. Anita, who has also suffered sexual abuse, blamed her brother for not disavowing that relationship.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, kind of to Steve's point, I mean, it does seem like these family aspects are being dragged into campaigns. I will say that, you know, in his public press conference that he held afterwards, you know, Bobby Charles kind of addressed these issues very openly, said, look, our family had a lot of issues. And he didn't criticize his sister for coming out and doing what he said. And I guess the big question is how much of a splash this will create in the campaign. I think the Democrats were hoping it would be a bigger impact, but I think, you know, because it is an internal family issue, I'm not sure how big of an impact it will have.
As Kevin mentioned, Charles addressed the Hastert connection during a press conference and basically said he didn't know about the allegations when they were friends. And he also detailed the physical abuse that he suffered during his childhood. But, you know, he showed a lot of empathy towards his sister during the press conference, but that's not going to be what appears in ads that attack him over this association with Hastert if Democratic groups actually take that route.
And lastly, what are you both looking out for as we enter the final 2 months? Kevin, let's start with you.
Well, like I said, I think the debates will be important to all three candidates. And I think they will be very interesting because each of them are very experienced public speakers who have shown they can hold their own in a debate. We'll learn more later this month about kind of the money race for governor, but it appears that Bobby Charles and Rick Bennett have not raised nearly as much money as Hannah Pingree, and so the debates are a way for them to get a lot of free exposure.
And Steve, how about you? What are you paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, I think, just to circle back on Rick Bennett, I think this race could be really be decided on whether or not he gains enough momentum to be a factor, because again, there is no ranked choice runoff on the table here. The second is whether any of Charles's framing of Pingree as the status quo candidate ends up sticking, and frankly, how she handles it if it does. So far, it doesn't look like it's working, but a lot can change over the course of over the next couple of months here. The other thing too is whether or not these outside groups, political action committees that can spend unlimited amounts of money, trying to influence voters, what their involvement is going to be in this contest. Because that is an indication of its competitiveness in some cases, if there's a lot of money spent by these outside groups. If we don't see that coming, then a lot of these polls we're seeing right now may be indicative of the final outcome.
And that was Maine Public's chief political correspondent Steve Missler and State House correspondent Kevin Miller. You'll be able to hear Maine's Political Pulse every week, usually on Thursday evenings and Friday mornings through the election. And we'll be back next week with a look at another election contest. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.